The National Geospatial Intelligence Agency's unmatched satellite imagery helps inform several federal agencies in policy decisions, natural disaster relief planning, and military affairs. One area of the globe, though, remaining elusive for the agency is Silicon Valley. ONGA has the pictures all right, but has trouble gaining intellectual traction there. Ben Tuttle is the director of the agency's Silicon Valley Outpost. He sat down with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers to talk about the challenges and opportunities that come with trying to get West Coast mines to work with Washington.
We're looking at getting tighter with various industry professionals out there. So the idea that they might be able to come and work with us to solve specific problems for a year, for 2 years, for 3 years, without having to make a whole 30-year government career out of it, and without necessarily having to move to D.C. and live inside the Beltway and get a top-secret clearance to do so. So trying to branch out that breadth of folks that we can bring in to solve specific challenges that are coming down the pipe at us, as well as getting better tied in with some of the academics out there. So we're having a lot of talks with people at Stanford and Berkeley and USC and UCLA, trying to get that going. And there's a whole range of industry partners out there who are doing very interesting stuff, but we haven't been as good at dealing with them in the past. We're very good through InQtel at dealing with sort of early stage startups. We're very good through our traditional defense acquisition process at dealing with big defense integrators. But there's a whole swath of people, and you're seeing a bunch of them here, who live somewhere between those two ends of the spectrum. And we haven't been as easy to work with for various reasons with them. So there's a lot of work to do there. There's a lot of change that comes from that. There's a onslaught of data coming, and you've seen some of the companies, and there's even more that are here producing geospatial data and changing the scale temporally at which we can cover the world to every day instead of days and weeks. So one of the big changes that I see coming is that as we do that and we bring in some of these companies that are doing automated analytics that you've seen here today, as we bring in some of these companies that are getting us these varying levels of spatial and temporal scale in their data sets, instead of having to focus the limited human resources we have on specific areas of interest every day, we could now start looking at the entire world through an automated system every day and having that drill down to tell us where we need to focus our people, which actually would allow us to cover more of the world in terms of where our folks are looking for things that matter than we're able to sometimes right now just because of limited eyes to look at stuff.
So then what are you doing to get more eyes, or are you just going to work more on the process, or what are you doing to entice people out west to come to NGA? I know you said there was a little bit of a problem in that middle space, so yeah. What are you doing?
So we're trying to make the problems easier to understand. So one of the things we're doing is bringing folks from our space out to the valley and sitting them down for a week and going, okay, we've got this problem, but let's back it out for a minute. Let's figure out what's really the root cause of that, not just what the squeaky wheel problem was. And let's change the semantics of that so that it's not in a bunch of government acronym speak that nobody understands, but it's in semantics that somebody who doesn't have a significant background in intel or defense can understand.
One of the questions that someone had asked about, what can we bring to you to prove that we are from industry, that we're legitimate and that you can validate us? And the panelists had said, well, let us see your secret sauce, maybe, or be willing to be honest when you're about to fail. Is that going to really work out there? Or do you think bringing that kind of message back to Silicon Valley, are you going to hear, okay, great, we'll totally do that? Or is that going to make your job a little bit more difficult?
I doubt anybody's going to show us their secret sauce, right? But we can spin that. And one of the things that our team does out there is sort of take the, okay, we heard what you said from our folks here, and we can get at your intent, but with something that we understand that the community out there is able to swallow. So rather than show me your secret sauce, I would say be ready to show me the actual statistics of how effective your algorithm is, right? Which a lot of them haven't done in some cases. And now they're going, oh, okay, so I need to actually do statistical studies of how false positives, false negatives, things like that. Be ready to show me something that's not a PowerPoint, right? There's lots of great PowerPoints out there, but actually seeing the thing and actually being able to let an analyst sit down and run through a workflow and see that come out the other end, not, you know, showing you the secret sauce, but it's letting them actually see that it works and that they got a result that makes sense to them. And so we are seeing a lot of progress on that, where companies are willing to come in and do pilot sessions where people can get in and get accounts and try it out and run our own types of things through it, as opposed to the examples that they might come up with, right, which are often very commercial focused on insurance and other things that are interesting but not necessarily the problems our analysts are always thinking about. So letting them put it in their own space. And then the other bit has been going out there and helping them understand unclassified problems that we deal with, so that they can change the story when they come talk to us, so that instead of trying to get our analysts to imagine how they might use something an insurance company uses, the company's presenting to them in terms of something they might actually do with it.
Earlier today, I heard the phrase innovator's dilemma. The idea was that, you know, you're only getting the good ideas if you're the one who founded the good idea. Is that actually a problem within NGA?
So how you harness good ideas, right, is what that really comes down to, is challenging, right? We are a very large organization. I know a lot of people here, but I by no means know everybody, right? And I by no means know all the people who have all the good ideas. And so it's very easy to see people come up with slightly different variations on the same good idea in different pockets and start moving forward with them. It's easy to see, right, somebody gets attached to that and they want to do their idea and not the one that somebody else is doing. So we are having a lot of conversations right now about, given the sheer size of this and given the fact that we know innovation is critical, not just in, you know, sort of skunk works type pockets, but as a just cultural element of the workforce, how do you harness that and align it so that we all are sort of moving strategically together? And it's not an easy problem. That's why, and the Innovator's Dilemma thing is a book. And that's why. It's a whole mess that people are trying to sort out. And we have some ideas. I think we're making some progress. I think, well, it's not something that we'll ever solve. It'll be a constant sort of iterative thing we have to work with. But I think with Dr. Vinci and some other folks that are here, we're making some steps towards doing that.
Okay, now you can just brag. So tell me something amazing that you guys are doing out west.
NGA has this new campus that's going to get built in St. Louis in the future. And our current director has spoken at length about how he wants that facility to be the future workplace, not just a rehashing of the existing workplace, that understands all of these unclassified data sources and the need to fuse unclassified with classified data and to fuse unclassified labor with classified, with cleared labor. I don't know how that will shape up, but I've seen all sorts of interesting conversations coming where those guys are meeting with different companies across that security spectrum, and just getting all sorts of great ideas about what's going to be available in the near future that they can take advantage of.